Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019, call to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Bremer, Lawrence Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we gather this evening, on this first meeting of the new year, we put 2019 ahead of us with hopeful expectation of the good things that will happen in this community. We pray for the safety and well-being of this city's staff, including all of the firefighters and law enforcement officers. We especially lift up to you today our new officers, Michael Dean and Abby Headley. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around them while they serve. We pray for this council and for Mayor Kennan that they will all be filled with wisdom, compassion, kindness, and discernment in all matters that concern this beautiful beach town, her citizens, and visitors. Lord, we pray that this meeting will be productive, that words will be heard, sentiments understood, and that all decisions will be for the good of this city. We pray this with loving hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costo.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with five additional items. The first being approval of a 2017 audited financials. The second, resolution authorizing a change order for the Art Center. The third, a resolution authorizing billboard advertising for the Festival of Art. The fourth, a resolution appropriating funds for the Gulf Coast inaugural celebration. And the fifth, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Coastal Resources Department.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes from the regular council meeting, committee of the whole for 12-4-18, there are no objections. The reading of minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? None?
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would like to announce that Perdido Beach Boulevard, beginning, I think you'll see them getting started this week, but they're going to start resurfacing Perdido Beach Boulevard from Perdido Pass down to the Floribama. It'll probably take about 3.5 months. So there'll be intermittent lane closures in that location.
Thank you.
I need to correct something for the record. I don't know if y'all saw this latest article by Ralph Bolden.
No, I saw it, but I didn't read it.
Does anybody know Ralph Bolden? Yeah, he's either a very stupid man or a very ignorant man or a very vengeful man, one of the three. But he used to work here. But he just wrote an article and said the city of Orange Beach got zero money from the Recovery Council, the Restore Act, went on and on pontificating how we let the city of Orange Beach down. I think, what, we get $40 million or more in total? So I want to set the record straight. The city of Orange Beach came out looking really good, probably as good as any city on the coast, and how much money we got. But it's sad when anybody can write an article, call themselves a journalist, and completely miss the facts. So instead of picking the phone up and verifying with anybody from the city or coming to that podium right there, which he's too cowardly to do, he's going to write something like that. So if y'all know him, y'all tell him I challenge him to come to the podium, bring his information. This is about the fifth article he's written that's been derogatory, that it never has any basis or background. I've about had enough. I think y'all probably get I've had enough. So, just came out, yeah. It was in Alabama Today or something like that. So, but we did great. We got $6 million for a new sewer main to County Road 12. We got $20 million for Canal Road to be widened. We got $1.9 million for Canal Road to be widened from 6161 to Wilson. We got 10 or 9 million for a research center at the marina. What else? Then we got a whole bunch of other smaller amounts for grants on environmental studies and things for Terry Cove, Cotton Bayou, the canals. We've got a bunch in the pipe we're hoping to get through NIFWITH on hundreds of acres and other places for conservation areas. So this is just really tough to deal with this type of article when you work so hard to try to do right by your city.
Now, does he publish that in Baldwin Times on paper, or did you find this on the internet, or did you have Alabama Living, you said?
Alabama Today.
Today?
Okay. AL.com has published some of his stuff.
Okay.
But he lives here in town. He knows where we're all at. He used to work here.
He used to work.
We were all the best things since sliced bread when he worked here. So now all of a sudden we're Satan. But I just have a real problem with someone posing as a journalist that can't get the facts right and then spread stuff throughout a community which is so far off base. It's just absurd. So he's got an open invitation to the mic. So tell him to please come up here.
President Trump called that fake news.
Well, can I make an announcement on a positive note?
No.
No. We would like to wish you a happy birthday, Mayor.
Hey. See, it's my birthday, so I can say anything I want, right? It's my party, I can cry if I want.
You pretty much do that every time.
And, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Since it is your birthday, don't let that blood pressure get up.
Is my face red yet? Yeah. Give me some nitroglycerin. Okay, we'll move on. I feel much better now. When I walked in the door, somebody handed me that. So I needed about 10 minutes between now and then, but I didn't have it. So
I glanced at it, but I didn't read it. Yeah. So I stayed calm.
Good for you. I wish I hadn't now. All right. Any other announcements? None?
I may have to check Jerry's blood pressure after he reads it, is what you're saying.
Well, this whole council worked extremely hard. It wasn't a single person's effort. The effort of all of us with the relations we made with all the Restore Council, 10 members, and jockeying with all the different cities vying for $300 million, and us to come out doing that well was a testament to relationships.
Yes.
And that really bothers me that people in the community.
Relationships and leadership.
Yeah. So thank y'all.
And
y'all
working well with Montgomery.
Exactly.
As we spoke about
and
today.
I have a blood
pressure. Montgomery's working better with us.
Exactly.
There's a blood pressure gauge in my office if anybody would like to come.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, we have two presentations. So, Chief, I'd love to have you.
Honor of your birthday, I'll make it fast. Not much you like that.
Now, this is good. No, this is a good thing. We appreciate seeing our new officers. Yeah.
First, I'd like to thank the mayor, council, Judge Bracken for being here. We have two officers to introduce that we've recently hired. First, Officer Michael Dean. He comes to us. He's a Montgomery native, graduated in 2012 from Macon East High School there. And didn't even have to ask. That's good. He attended the Police Academy in Montgomery, received his A-Post certification there in April 2013, immediately went on duty with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He's been patrol officer, field training officer, and also most recently when we hired him was on the burglary task force there. So he's bringing some valuable experience to the police department, and he'll be a valued member of our team. Officer Dean, congratulations.
Welcome.
And I'll introduce Abby Headley as well, and then we'll be swearing them in with Judge Bracken. Officer Headley received her A-Post accreditation or certification from the Montgomery Police Academy as well in 2014. She immediately went into service with the Jackson Police Department here in Alabama. She's a DARE certified, a drug abuse resistance education officer. She's been a patrol officer there throughout her tenure, and once again, valuable member and officer here in I was almost said. Almost said it. Orange Beach. So we're happy to have her here.
Welcome to Orange Beach.
Well, yeah.
We'll be swearing both of them with Judge Bracken. Go ahead over here, Judge.
How long are you on probation?
Yes, you do have to stay for the entire meeting.
Yeah. That's the penance you have to pay. That's right. Glad to have you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Y'all know
where
we're at. If you need us, call us, okay? Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
See you later. All righty. Moving to new business and the miscellaneous.
We got one more proclamation.
Oh, I'm sorry. You too.
I don't believe, is anyone here to accept this proclamation? So we will just declare this proclamation regarding human trafficking and the problem that it is, and that we are fighting diligently to prevent it. So, without reading.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Moving to new business under miscellaneous, in addition, approval of a 2017 audited financials.
Move to approve the audited financials.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of a cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management in the amount not to exceed $34,500, permitting, regulating, monitoring, inspection services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the RFP for EMS billing services to EMS consultants.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution accepting the negotiated price for windows and doors for utilities department, LAD Architectural Door Specialty, $19,197.20.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So in addition, resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a change order number 3 with Gates Builders for the Art Center Gallery Children's Studio, amount not to exceed $15,294.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Addition. Resolution authorizing the execution of a contract for billboard advertising with Lamar and the amount not to exceed $7,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition. Resolution appropriating funds to Governor K. Ivey Inaugural Committee for the Gulf Coast Inaugural Celebration Event, $10,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mayor, do you want to just talk about it since there's so many...
Yeah, absolutely. The reason being is I really think we're blessed that the governor recognizes the coast enough to bring in an inaugural event to the lodge, the Gulf State Lodge. No other governor has ever come to the Gulf Coast before.
That's right.
This is a first. And we've put the money there to show our support and also to help subsidize the event so that it could be open to the public. So it's a very fair price of, I think, $25 per ticket. Or if you donate 4 books to the library, you get in for $1. Am I
four
right?
4 children's books.
Yeah,
just
children's books.
Just 4 children's books just you get in for free.
Yeah.
You just have to bring 4 books.
So we think it's money well spent to have a full night with our governor and have all of our folks get to hobnob and get to know her and her get to know us. So if there's any questions, I would be glad to handle that now if y'all
well,
like
Mayor,
to discuss it.
Mayor, like I mentioned on earlier, I think we've got the ear of Montgomery. Quite a bit so much so. You're working well with them. They're working well with you. Got a lot of projects going on and forthcoming. So I think this will be beneficial.
Yeah.
Beneficial.
Well, and everyone's heard me say before, essentially everything we do down here, we rely on a federal or state agency to approve it or to facilitate it or whatever it might be. Our roads are state, our waterways are state and federal, our beaches are federal. So there's not much that we don't do that we don't have to have them on board with us. So a good reputation and a good relationship is absolutely critical for us to function at a high level. So, and I think we're there. So any other thoughts? Y'all good with that? Anybody got any comments on that? Okay, good. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle from the Coastal Resources Department from the Alabama Department of Transportation in the amount of $22,811.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to a public hearings. This is a public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Sunset Park PUD subdivision. Griffin?
Yes, this is the for the Sunset Park plan unit development. December 2017, the city rezoned this property that's at the northwest corner of Cypress and Canal from a mobile home park to a plan unit development. And at that time, it was a single-family cottage fee, simple condo development with 60 units. What they're asking for this evening is a major modification to those plans to change the development from a single-family condo development with 60 units to a single-family residential subdivision with 44 lots. If we go to the next slide. And this is, again, it's a total of 5.18 acres. Again, we're looking at a subdivision with 44 lots. Right-of-way will be 36 feet. The roadway proposed is 24, and they'll have 5-foot wide sidewalks. Next slide. These are the proposed dwellings. Building footprints are 1,108 square feet. The building height's 2 floors. We'll have 4 sleeping rooms. Parking will all be on the lot, be 2 in the garage and 2 in the driveway. The proposed setbacks, the front 20 feet, the rear 2.5 feet, and the sides are 5 feet. The rear of the lots will abut a common area within the subdivision. Next slide. Project information, again, we're going from 60 units to 44 units. The typical lot size will be 3,380 square feet. Lot width typical will be 40 feet. The original planning development had 4-story cottages. What they are proposing here is 2-story single-family detached dwellings. Again, there will be perimeter setbacks, 30-foot from canal road, 20 foot on the north and west property lines, and 10 foot along Cypress Street. If we go to the next slide, and typically what we do when we're dealing with plan unit developments, look at how it compares with underlying zoning and subdivision regulations. If you look at the zoning, the lot size, lot width, and setbacks are less than what would normally be required for an RS or single family residential subdivision. The only deviations from the subdivision regulations deal with the right-of-way width. The sub-regs require 60 feet. They're doing 36. Next slide. And this is just the existing zoning and aerial map. If we go to the next slide, and this is the aerial from Google Earth, that shows, I think this is from early 2018, shows when it was a mobile home park. We go to the next slide. And this was the original plan. This is the 60 units. They were grouped together in three groups of 20 units. If we go to our next slide, again, this is the proposed modification for the 44-lot subdivision. And next slide. This just shows, if you look on the right, that's the original plan unit development architectural elevation showing the four-story cottage. And then if you look to the left, that's the proposed under this PUD modification. So if we look at staff conditions on the next slide, just approval of the waivers from the zoning ordinance and subdivision regulations, clarifying the flood zone information on the plans, and then Planning Commission recommended to increase the overflow parking in the pool area up in the northeast corner. Go from 4 parking spaces to 9 parking spaces.
Same issue.
Mm-hmm. And any questions?
Griffin, can you go back to the 2.5 foot back set back? Does that go to a common area? That backs up.
That backs up to a common area.
So that's why it's really. It's
yes. Next. That's the old one.
That go to the next one.
So that's a 30-foot buffer. Is that a 30-foot?
Well, on Canal, you have a 30-foot buffer. If you look on the north and the west, it's a 20-foot buffer. And then on Cypress Street, it is a it's a 10-foot buffer.
Okay.
It was a canal.
That's all I needed to know.
Still got to turn the Cypress.
It was originally a PUD. It was a PUD when it was a trailer park.
It was mobile home park.
It was
what
it was
on.
Home park. Mm-hmm.
And there were like 25 to 30 mobile homes in it when we did this.
Well, I don't know that they could. Anyone could develop more of an eyesore than what we had.
Yeah. Correct.
So I mean,
amen.
I mean, well, you know, so
this project will complement what was in the past.
Where are those 9 extra parking spaces?
They will, when they submit the finalized plans, they'll have to show where those parking spaces are.
Annette, what was the vote? Do you remember at the planning
It was 5-1. Five in favor, one against.
Y'all missing some people?
We were short 3.
3, okay.
Reasons for changing the plan, do they... I mean, it looked really nice, although the buildings were much bigger. I liked the way they were grouped and the 3 pools, and it looked like little 3 communities there. Now it just looks like one with one pool for that many people is going to be a challenge. But any reasons for the change?
I think we have a representative.
Wasn't it intended originally for short term, and then will we?
Well, they were fee simple condominiums, and they were 3 stories tall instead of 2.
2, right.
Well, these can be short term as well. They're in a PUD.
Yep.
Maybe in a PUD.
I don't think there were any restrictions to the rental.
Rentals.
I think the developers just wanted to change the character of it from a kind of a beach-looking thing to a more of a residential subdivision. Mm-hmm. You can see the impact of it is just entirely different. Front-loaded garages and look, it can just look like regular houses, slab on grade rather than being up on piling.
Gotcha.
So since you're asking for a PUD, what does it bring to the city that's unique and good and different to become a PUD?
Well, I'd say it's a lot better than the trailers were.
Well, but that's what it was zoned for. This is a change.
It's density.
Mm-hmm.
You had 60 units in the first proposal.
We're dropping from 60 to 44 with this change.
Mm-hmm. 16 less units, less density.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, there's things here that obviously we've sort of had problems with in the past, but at the same time, they rescued us from that eyesore, and I'm sort of willing to give a whole lot more to these guys for getting rid of that for us than I would for someone else coming in.
And I would add, the 9 spaces are down by the pool, and I got them worked in there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Griffin? Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add? Open the floor. All right. Thank you, Griffin. All right, we'll move to the next one. Public hearing for the ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf PUD Main Street multi-use pad.
Yeah, this is a approval of a modification at the Wharf. This is the area that's south of the theater, between the theater and Canal Road, west of the Main Street. It's a modification to permit a 48,700 square foot multi-use asphalt pad on the property. Plan Commission heard this at December 2018 meeting, gave it a positive recommendation. Next slide. This just gives a brief history. In 2006, this area was approved for as the fourth phase of the planned unit development. Involved two anchor stores, two small retail stores, restaurant, and a bank. This paved area has been constructed on the property without permitting. The paved pad is presently been used for special events at the Wharf. The project will use the existing landscaping along Wharf Lane to the north and Main Street to the east. Next slide. Okay, this just shows zoning and aerial map. Next slide. This is just the Google area there showing the location of the pad. And next slide. This is just the site plan showing the location. And the next slide will show the landscape plan that was submitted at Planning Commission. And next slide, just staff conditions there was the approval of the landscape plan for the property.
The slide before, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm finished.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Slide before said it was showing some landscaping.
It's showing the existing trees that are along Main Street and also right. Wharf Lane, and there's the side area to the between the
okay,
the area, the asphalt area and Main Street.
Right.
Where is Bibby when we need him?
They poured this to the World Food Championship.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
They pretty much had to. It was kind of a request, and then Food Championship is
left.
Going to Dallas after yeah. they got bought out by Dick Van Dyke Productions or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick Clark Productions.
Yeah. We'll miss them.
Ursel, you are here.
How you doing, Ursel?
You're much better than Bibby because you're a whole lot more, you know a whole lot more.
He's always so, here.
and Ursel
so
doesn't
know. We had to work a deal
people.
With the Planning Commission to get this approved was to not allow Jim Bibby to come to the council meeting.
Oh. Thank you.
That's for everybody's benefit.
There you go.
So basically, what like Griffin said, this pad, it was built without a permit. It was a mistake that I'll take the heat for, but it was initially built for the World Food Challenge. It was part of their deal.
You're going to take the heat for it?
A little bit.
You know it's a misdemeanor. Subject to 1 year in prison and $1,000 fine.
We let,
bring the judge back in.
Am I right, Chief? Am I right?
Bring the judge back in.
If I can let you tase Jim Bibby in front of City Hall. With that.
Okay. It's only 6 months.
Okay.
I stand corrected. It's not the worst time I've served, I can assure you.
I thought you looked familiar.
That's right. So it was, but it was paved. It was part of what was there for the World Food Challenge. But in addition to that, as events come to the Wharf, they have more and more requests for something that's got a much harder surface than the rock that's out there. So we've addressed all the drainage and so forth. We're going to move some palm trees out there to help with the landscaping, stuff like that. But basically, that's the purpose of it. There's no real defined. It will be this, it will be that. What we will say it's not is a parking lot. So we didn't, that's why we didn't stripe it or any of that kind of stuff. But it's available for the boat shows and the car shows and, whatever else may be there.
Ursula, So it's just that section right there.
It's 48,000 square feet of asphalt. And according to all the calls I've been getting lately, it's about a $12.1 million construction. Because everybody thinks there's a building going there. So we get calls from those bidding services about a building. So,
built on asphalt, right?
That's right. But it's just asphalt. Just. And then some, a little bit of, we graded some rock around it. We're going to put some grass out there, improve some of the drainage through it. So.
Well, as far as events go, it's an asset.
Yep.
Because we have several events that overflow, so it'd be nice to have another place for boats and cars and things like that. Anybody good with that?
Okay. It's
all good. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you,
Ursula.
Okay, I'll open the floor. Does anybody have any comments? Or any questions? Thoughts? Okay, if not, we'll close the public hearing. Then move to our first readings. Move for you entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, the first reading of an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf PUD Main Street multi-use pad.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
I'm sorry. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay. We'll adjourn and go right to the committee of the whole meeting. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Committee of the whole for Tuesday, January 8, 2019 is called to order. January the 8th, 2019. What'd I say?
Oh, I thought
you were setting it up. I apologize. Tell me when you're ready.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Moving the consideration of previous minutes for review, Flood Damage Prevention Board, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, for 12/11/18, moving to new business under miscellaneous. Discuss rescheduling council meeting for March 5th, which is Fat Tuesday. Yeah, we'll just do the same thing here, second, third Tuesday.
Move it to the 12th.
Move it to the 12th.
It's good with me, if that's good with y'all. Okay. Moving to resolutions. A resolution authorizing the execution of a right-of-way use agreement for Harbor Communications. A resolution authorizing payment of $3,000 to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for an annual electronic recycling paper shred.
And that will be out there at the pavilion.
At the pavilion.
That actually is coming up next Saturday.
I think so. It's close.
Can somebody confirm that? Is that right, Mark?
It's the 19th.
Yeah, so next Saturday is that.
Okay. Resolution amending resolution number 18-178 to authorize a single source purchase of dredged material for placement in certain locations on East Alabama Point, not to exceed $859,500.
Mr. Boyd.
Yes.
Would you like to make comment about Richard Shelby and how this all came about and what you discussed with me today about Destin Harbor? Thank you. Please.
Well, I was watching TV the other night, and Destin had to approve through their city council dredging of their pass. And it just made me grateful that the last time our pass was dredged was done by the Corps of Engineers, thanks to Senator Shelby. And it is getting ready to be dredged again, thanks to Senator Shelby. So,
And Bradley Byrne.
Bradley Byrne. Both. Yep. But without them and without our Alabama constituents fighting, we would be paying for that just like Destin is. So we owe them both the gratitude. We are paying some funds. The extra funds you're seeing there is not for the dredging. It's because we're choosing to move the sand where we want it, and we have to pay for the extra pipe and pumping to move the sand where we want it to go.
That's right. So. And it's very high-quality sand. Is that right, Phil?
That's right. And there's just a lot more. So Philip brought it forward to us, and I appreciate that. Philip, what they'll do out there is take a survey of that area on the east side basically before and take a survey afterwards and basically come up with the cubic yard footage. That's how it's all determined, right?
About how many yards?
If you approve this, that'll be 150,000 cubic yards.
Right.
So this is sand we need on our beaches where they've deflated it places. The cost to put this 150,000 yards there would be significantly cheaper than the cost when we have to do a re-nourishment where they would have to bring it in from offshore. Am I correct in assuming that?
This is highly discounted.
Yeah. So it is a real good use of money because that money, we're going to have to spend that sooner or later because these beaches every 7 to 10 years, give or take, deflate and have to be re-nourished.
When can we expect to see them in the past, Philip?
We'll probably see the dredge, the east stroud, will probably show up the 16th or 17th. It won't start cutting until several days later. But we'll see it next week, and we'll schedule some tours of the dredge.
Great. Thank you, Philip.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of you here have already heard me talk about the concern we have with anything that is FEMA, a government-related subsidy. And we've been saying some time that the Corps has talked about no longer dredging recreational ports such as Destin, such as Pensacola. Well, Pensacola would not be. It's an industrial port. Destin and Perdido Pass. So it has come to fruition. You can see in Destin now they're having to pay. So it is a concern, and it's great that we were able to get the money. But it does concern me going forward what our costs will be every time it has to be dredged if we cannot get the Corps to do it. Or pay for it, I'm sorry. All right, a resolution awarding the bid for 161 intersection improvements at Terry Cove Drive.
Those bids are coming out on the 10th, I believe.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the 10th.
Resolution awarding the bid for barricades. A resolution awarding the bid for barricade trailers. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing to accommodate approved 2019 budget. Mm-hmm. Resolution authorizing the purchase of extrication tools for the fire department, $84,645. Everybody good with those?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we had a public hearing scheduled for Terry Cove, boat safety, idle speed, but it was brought to our attention today that the state has decided, am I correct, Chief? The state has decided to reduce Terry Cove to idle speed. So there's no need to have a public hearing.
Is it going to be seasonal, Mayor? Do we know? Or
No.
It's going to be idle speed year-round.
Year-round.
Chris, you have a picture of it by any chance put up there?
I do not believe I have that picture.
Okay. So there's no reason for a public hearing.
Basically, I'll tell you, you already know it's all Cotton Bayou. It's all of Terry Cove, all the way. Well, let me just show you. It's all of this that's already there. It's all of Terry Cove, and it comes around to about here, and then there's a portion coming on Ono that's all the way in through here, and then it always naturally shows from the sandbar in here.
All this remains,
but we're adding, or they're adding, all of this around to about here and about through there. That will all be no idle zone, or just idle only zone.
And Old River is also.
Old River's already there from all the way to the floor battle.
State line.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
I did not hear what you said, D'Angelo. Was there a question?
There's a question as to when it will start.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have a specific date, but it will be this upcoming season.
Okay. I'm sure they'll have all the markers in place and such before they start handing out tickets.
And ordinarily in our discussions, giving the tickets the first year to get people accustomed to it and everything else, and I think it's 100%, but the spirit of that is to issue warnings. To get people acclimated to it, and then the true enforcement will be carried out.
You won't see many new barriers, because what happens, state law, once you see a no wag zone sign, when you see the next one, it means it ends. So you're not going to see no wake signs through all of it. It's just going to take some practice getting people to know. So when you enter, like at Cotton or Boggy Point, and that's a no wake zone, you won't see the new one all the way until it ends. So people really won't know that it's changed any from what they're used to.
Something you might want to mention in your trips, Tony.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people from all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is going to be difficult because where we have them now delineates Terry Cove from Boggy Point South. So I guess you would have one over at the point there at Burkhart. And then, I don't know. I guess they'll figure it out.
We may have, working with the state, working with Aaliyah, we may have the ability to have some large signs that says you are in a no-wake zone that we can install if there are those. I know there are still a couple of poles out there, so it's more of a wording thing than a symbol, so I don't – go ahead.
We have purchased some pylons. We are going to be assisting the state putting up some additional signage. I'll get the details to you. We're still working on that app with them to make sure that it is appropriately signed, because you bring up excellent points. State's been very amenable to working with us on that.
Okay. Sounds good. Do we need to publish something saying this has been canceled?
I was thinking we'd take the notices down.
Okay.
And it won't be on the public agenda, but I can make a note of that when I.
Okay, because I know we didn't have people already coming.
We sent out almost 300 letters.
So I don't know how you combat that unless you want to.
I think we need to post it wherever we can.
That has been canceled.
Why don't you just call?
Call 300 people.
I'm serious. Yes, sir, Pete.
Just in the last couple of minutes, I've heard two different terms used, and that probably needs some clarification. What's the difference between a no-wake zone and an idle-only zone?
Depends on if Chief's on the boat or not.
Exactly.
There is a difference on the boat. Yeah.
Yeah, with charter boats, it's sometimes idle speed, they're going to have a wake. So by the strict interpretation, they're in violation, but 6 to 8 inch wake, you do the best you can to use common sense.
And all they can do is go to one engine and it pulls them. So.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject, Philip, in your dealings with the Corps of Engineer, if there's any way that we could talk to them about putting signage here, we'd be willing as a city to fund it, do whatever we have to, but just to show the wall. We had them pre-Hurricane Ivan, but we very well may save a life signing that wall.
Or lights.
Or lights, just as barrier or
was
obstruction.
It, was it lit before Ivan?
Wasn't lit, but there were signs. There were just signs.
Maybe signs. I've never noticed it lit.
I don't think it was ever lit, but it was just signs.
The reason that I hear, you tell me if I'm wrong, that they don't want any more lights is at night to the casual boater, they may mistake one set of lights for the pass versus the other. Right. So I don't know how you fix that.
The buoy, the mile buoy.
Yeah. So
farewell buoy versus... Some of our folks will get confused between red lights and green lights.
Yeah. But you would hope that, I would think yellow lights would tell you this is not a place to tread,
That's right.
But then again, there's been some very experienced captain hit that rock.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, is that everything? All right, floor is open. Anybody want to talk about anything or any questions?
Jeff Smith, 5504 East Perdido Avenue. I'd like to speak to the guys. We got a steak night this Thursday at the Island Church. So if you want to come get a free steak and a little you know, word from our pastor, come on down.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Y'all been doing that a long time, and so very much appreciate it. Anyone else? Hey there, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah, we never did get any dump carcasses in the water in the canal, and snapper season's going to be coming in soon, and it would be nice if we had some that we could, I mean, I'll be glad to nail it on my boathouse if y'all, if I can get signs.
Ask Philip, where are we at with that? Didn't we, I know we thought about doing it, didn't we? But, you know, I like your idea. What if we just print some up, like, I mean, just like the election signs, those little corrugated plastic, and then give them out to whoever, post them on the canal?
Yeah, we'd have several people that would be glad to put them on their boat dock.
Yeah, that would be appreciated. Let's do that.
Okay. Cindy, okay. What did you say?
They're very inexpensive. So.
Didn't we just, yeah.
And so I have, sorry, hold. I have the PDF, so I can email you over if you don't have the ones that you actually can print off, but we actually did design the one for the signs.
Okay.
It was towards the end of the season last year when we did it, so we blasted it on social media and we did it on all the boards around, but I don't know if they would ever print it.
And Mark could put it in the community newsletter.
We did do that as well.
Sure did.
And it was on the website. Yeah.
I do think the boats putting up down the canal, seeing the signs, carry a little weight.
It
was hard for them to. There's no plausible deniability now,
right?
Because you just passed a sign that don't. It says don't throw your carcass in the water. So,
other thing I want to talk about is we're having several chamber events inside the city limits of Orange Beach this year, and Jeff and Ken and Jeff Boyd's been pretty faithful to attend even the ones in Gulf Shores. This last meeting we had at GT's, we had more council people from Gulf Shores than we did from Orange Beach. And I would like to see y'all come. It's a good breakfast. Just come and make appearance.
I appreciate that, but I'm busy. Mm-hmm. I do a lot. I couldn't make it that morning. I try to make it everything the chamber has when I can. Try to make every event in the city I can make. But if I ain't there, that means there's a reason I ain't there.
Well, I think Ken does a good job for you. We'd like to see your face when you can make it.
Yeah. I like bacon.
Yeah. I like bacon.
I will say that.
Thank you, buddy.
Probably close to half of the first Fridays for 2019 will be at the event center. So this one last week was at GT. So we will have that opportunity, which is nice. And then I guess the rest are still at Lulu's, aren't they? That's right. And then also I think the banquet's coming up at the event center. So
yes. But I will give Greg Alexander credit, the new president, that was suggested when he first came here. And he took action.
He did. He did follow.
Because we said we wanted more of the first Fridays, and we wanted more in Orange Beach, not total.
We're going to get half of
it. And that's good.
Which is fair.
Yeah, you're more likely to see me there if it's a first Friday lunch than a first Friday breakfast. So, but thanks, buddy. Y'all are great ambassadors, and I appreciate what you and your wife do. But Greg is going to try to be a good.
Yes.
Good friend, Orange Beach.
Yes.
I really believe that.
Absolutely.
Bill Jeffries, 460 at Walker Avenue. I'd just like to say I'm just glad they're coming. I don't care whether you all come or not, but I'm glad we've got them over here.
I agree.
Think it's time, way past time for that to happen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Just one note with the Fat Tuesday on March 5th. So as we look ahead, we'll get in the Mardi Gras season, and I know that I've already spoken to a number of snowbird clubs, and it appears the numbers are slightly higher than they have been in the past. And I've heard different folks talking about the grocery stores and how the shelves were empty last week as they all came and stocked up. So we are hoping for a very strong snowbird season just for the simple fact that beyond our own publicity is what's happened east of Panama City. So it appears that that is the case. Now, where the mayor will probably say that tomorrow, I think, is the Wisconsin Club, because they're the biggest one. They'll probably have 500 people at the event center. So, yeah, so it's really, really strong right now with the clubs, and they're very excited, not hardly any complaints of anything.
And I addressed the...
This weekend. We do have the annual Orange Beach Public Library book sale and bake sale Friday and Saturday.
Thursday night is for members only.
Right, members only.
The door. That's a wine and cheese. And then Friday, Saturday
is the sale. So you definitely want to get there before the snowbirds get there to get the good books.
Or your four children's books for the event Saturday night.
Or your four children's books for inauguration.
Listen, you get food, you get a concert, and fireworks for the cost of four children's books.
You probably get four for a dollar at that deal.
Oh, yes. It's really a great sale. You don't want to miss it.
It's huge.
One funny before I go. I address the I'll let Bill finish.
Yeah, you bring them to the state park when you come. They go to the Alabama Literacy Alliance.
Perfect.
That's the whole point.
We would prefer that you buy them from us for the Orange Beach Library.
Quarter piece.
The state agency is the Alabama Literacy Alliance, so it ends up going back, I guess, with their group.
But now that they have more value, I guess the price is going up, right?
On
the,
yeah.
I addressed the Snowbirds President's meeting the other day. And I was bringing them up speed on all the roads and upgrades. And I told them that County Road 2 had closed down. We didn't know anything. But now you got to come by Lake Shelby. But, you know, they reduced the speed limit to 26. But that's not going to affect you guys. and it took them a minute to get it. Yeah. And that's well, they thought it was funny. So
that was a good one.
Yeah. Ken came up with it. I can't take credit for it. So.
We'll see how 500 react tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll just give a good go, Badgers, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Wisconsin Club.
Yep.
Yeah. Am I bringing. Do you want a PowerPoint or just me?
If you want.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
They love this chair.
Before 9, we might have a birthday donut for you. You go on the
His wife does not let him eat donuts.
There is no donuts.
Blood pressure checks.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that very much. So, I will be there with Bill's on. There was something else that happened that I can't remember what it was.
And Chief Pierce, are y'all going to do the blood pressure checks? I'm serious. They got.
So we,
they want
that. Shift change date. We'll be there as quickly as possible after shift change.
So that's your answer, Mike. They will be there in the morning at the event center for blood pressure checks in the lobby.
Okie doke, guys. Well, if there's nothing else, yes, sir.
One other quick thing. The Art Center is having another listening room on the 24th at 6:30. Everyone's invited. I can't remember the name of the group. But
for a change.
For a change.
And they are amazing. If you've not heard them, they used to be with Coastal Corral and Katrina.
And Katrina and her sister, and I think brother.
Very good.
They're amazing.
What day is that?
24th
on a Thursday.
It's a treat. If you have not been to one of the concerts at the Arts Center, you need to go. It's a real treat.
Kiddo.
Great.
I'll hear entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Have a great evening.
It's not my pleasure.